So let me give you an example. I think what I was most impressed with from the Mona Lisa 7 data was that this is a group of patients, that is premenopausal patients, in which really the event rate, and event rate here are deaths, is actually occurring at a relatively early time point. For example, we don't have data as of yet in the first line palbociclib or the first line ribociclib or first line of abemaciclib with regard to survival, simply because in those patients, we don't have the events. Those patients are doing well. And we've always said, well, you know, is an ER-positive breast cancer that occurs in a premenopausal woman the same as a postmenopausal woman? I think what we can say here is that the benefit of the CDK4/6 inhibitors is not just a progression-free survival benefit, especially in these premenopausal women, but it's a survival benefit. And that benefit is probably occurring because there are more events. This is a more aggressive, if you will, tumor. And again, there's a variety of reasons for that. It could be just the host factors, more estrogen around, so more possibilities of need for additional ways to control proliferation. So I think the Mona Lisa 7 data to me are convincing that these drugs are leading to meaningful improvements in an endpoint that we all agree is survival. We don't have the data as of yet, but there was a press release with regard to abemaciclib showing that abemaciclib in MONARCH 2, and of course MONARCH 2 is the second line setting with fulvestrant, it has improved survival, and we'll wait those data to see that. And of course we have the data from the PALOMA 3, and of course that was this trial that looked at fulvestrant plus palbociclib, published in the New England Journal of Medicine within the last year, showing a survival advantage, at least in the more hormonally sensitive group. And so here's the question, and that question is for clinicians and for me as well, is that which drug should I use? Is there a drug perhaps in a more hormonally sensitive setting that I should be thinking about more than in, let's say, that patient that has 3 liver metastases and would otherwise be considered to have more hormonally insensitive disease? And so those are the issues that I think we're going to need to sort out. It looks to me like these drugs are not the same. I think they all have efficacy, it's no doubt. Clearly different tolerability profiles, but they may have differences in these different settings. That is, a more hormonally sensitive versus a more hormonally insensitive tumors. And so we'll just have to see the data, Neil, as time goes on.